Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Massive racing this weekend, which is absolutely huge across a couple of states. And I think it's been just about waterlogged Melbourne over the course of the last couple of days as well. I think Sydney's due to get something similar, but it is a fabulous time from a racing point of view. Tristan, how are things looking from your point of view?
Yeah, oh, it's a fantastic week of racing. Obviously, we had a good weekend last weekend as well, with unfortunately weather playing its part and us losing a few of those races on Saturday to a couple of the races on this program here at Randwick. And we had the one of the features go to Warwick Farm yesterday. So great racing. Unfortunately, the weather is obviously the deterrent at the moment. But the only difference, I suppose, with that is that we had an autumn last year, or this year, should I say, last carnival, which was something similar. So at least the form lines are a little bit more pronounced, which is, I suppose, a little bit different. In the Everest, it's the key race on the day. Nature Strip drew barrier 12. It drifted from $1.90 out to $2, and it came straight back into $1.90. But now we've seen a drift out to $2.30 and now back into $2.20. The punters have come for Eduardo, $14 into $9. I think Lost and Running is going to be very, very hard to beat, $7.50 into $6.50. And Private Eye, a little bit of value, I think, at $13. That's the key race in Sydney. And then we go to Melbourne, where obviously the Caulfield Cup. I love this race as a lead up to the Melbourne Cup. I love trying to see which horse is charging home at the end of that 2400 metre race to give us a really good guide for the Melbourne Cup, which is only a couple of weeks away now. But this one sees Smoke and Romans, $4.60 into $4. I'm very keen to take on Smoking Romans. I think when it won last start, it was probably fortunate with how the track played and the bias and those sort of things, which may occur again, but I just think it's firmed up significantly into $4. I just think there's a couple of other horses here that are massive overs and a big chance of getting a result. Horses like Gold Trip, Knight's Order and Numerian are the ones that I think are all in play. So can't wait for the weekend of racing. Hopefully the weather is as good as we can hope and we get full all 10 races at both states.
Look, I guess the really good news is that I didn't see King's Trust in the acceptances this weekend. So there's one that we can. Is it? Did it go to England with you, Jimmy? Or
no, been out, back in training though.
Yeah.
We spelled it for 12 days, and then it was back in training.
he probably sent you a letter on the 11th day to say what's going on. I'm not still in work. Well, I'm on the same page on one of these with Tristan in Sydney. I did think Lost and Running looked a great bet at somewhere around $6.50 to $7 in the Everest. His two return runs, or most recent runs, have just been outstanding. Some of the sections he's run on very wet tracks, he just looks absolutely primed, ready to go. And I think he gets a nice sit stalking the speed there. Down in Melbourne, well, I'm happy to take you on, Tristan. I thought Smoke and Romans was my best of the week. Ooh. And certainly my $100 outlay bet in the Caulfield Cup. $4.60 looked big to me yesterday. It's in the four now. I think it actually probably starts much closer to $3 by race time on Saturday afternoon. I think he's come back at another level and just lifted and lifted. The stable will tell you he's bigger and stronger and really filled out. He'll go forward and get a lovely spot from that gate. And with Jamie Carr on his back, and a very light weight of only 51.5 in the cup and form at this track, won three times at 2,500. Certainly my best for the week.
That has lunch bet written all over it, gentlemen, hasn't it? Doesn't it?
Well, I'm certainly happy to oppose. I feel as though Jared might need to add a little clause in there, because obviously a $4 shot is a little bit different to an even money. So how do you want to play this, Jared? Because I'm certainly happy to oppose you.
Well, I guess your advantage is you're going to have 23 others running for you, and I've only got one running for me. But yeah, listen, I'm happy to have a lunch bet around him.
Why don't you throw another runner in there? You're going to have two.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, all right. I'll take Benno as well.
Benno as well. All right, very good. Well, there you go. You got Benno and And Smoking Romans is your two, and we'll have a lunch bet on it. That sounds like a bit of fun.
It does.
Nice. All right. Now, I'm going to go to Randwick. I'm going to go to race number 7. That's also known as the Everest. I'm going to go to number 3, Lost and Running.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to go staking plan, all important in this one, as we know, gentlemen. The old 25.75. Thank you. At the 650, 220.
Yeah, I hope he's strong and he ate up well this week and he's ready to go because he's carrying all three of us.
He is. So, yeah, every time I heard a more further compliment from you guys with Lost and Running, I think, oh, hang on. Should I jump off? No. Yeah, rock solid. So explain the 220, the drift. What is it, the track? What with Nature Strip, Tristan?
Oh, I just think it you know, as much as J-Mac's come out and said he's not concerned by the barrier, you can't have a horse at $1.90 pre the barrier draw and it draws barrier 12 and it firms. Like, that just can't happen. And I think the race is quality. Obviously, you know, it's a fantastic horse. Probably, if not the best, one of the best horses in the country. But it's come back from overseas. I just think there's got to be risk there. And as a bookmaker in a race of this magnitude, if you can't lay your favourite in this scenario, you should be doing something else. So we're certainly going to be putting it in. The money's been one-way traffic for it, but I just think the field's a little bit tighter than that. I personally had Lost and Running rated a $5 shot, so it was a lot higher early. It was at 750 early doors, and it's firmed up a bit. So I just think, you know, Nature Strip a very clear favourite, but it's just nowhere near the odds on quote that it was when markets opened.
Well, I think the other key point around Nature Strip too is that when he won this race last year, and when he's won his best group ones, he's been able to be given a breather off a good map somewhere between 1,000 to 600 and then accelerate from 12 with the speed that's drawn inside him. I don't know that he's going to get that little gap of 400 to 500 metres where he doesn't have the foot to the pedal before he then wants to accelerate. And under that pressure, I think if you're a bookmaker, you certainly would be taking him on. You know, Lost and Running gets a nice map. His sectionals have been outstanding. His only worry now is he's got to carry Jimmy.
It's a significant worry too. Don't worry about that.